You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Karen. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I would like a supervisor, please.
All right. So
I was being transferred to one, and I was disconnected, and I'm still in a parking lot. I've been here since 8:10 p.m.
And I am a supervisor.
Really, really bad.
Okay, I'm a supervisor that's on the floor tonight. Let me pull up your. My name is Karen. Let me pull up your
Karen?
Information. Yes. All right, go ahead and say your first name. Tell me your last name and then your phone number, please.
Lisa Fittery. 714-390-8252.
All right. Thank you so much. Give me 1 second.
I called in for roadside assistance at 8:10. I found out at 9:45 that the tow truck company was not contacted until 9:45. At 9:21, I was told it would be an hour. And at 10:21, when I tried to call to say, where are you? He said, no one contacted me until 9:45. And yes, I know it's 10:30, but I won't be there for another 45 minutes, which would take me to 11:15. And it's now 11:20, and there's still no tow truck driver.
Okay.
And I am alone by myself in a parking lot.
All right, so I do apologize, but as I'm looking on here, it looks like they called a lot of the providers, and the providers, they're the ones that actually does the job, and basically whatever they tell the agents, my colleagues, then that's when we tell you. They told you that they said that they wasn't contacted to 9:45. They was looking for providers for this, and I do understand that you've been out there this long. It's just the providers in the area, they're not answering the phone or they're saying they don't have available drivers. It's just never been the same since the COVID came in. And a lot of them, you know, they have lack of workers. We do apologize, but we are definitely working diligently.
Yeah, but
artists.
I was told, no. This is what I want to know. Who was contacted between 8:10 and 9:10? Which providers did you try to reach to come and see me?
Okay, so it looks like it says North Port Beach Citywide Towing had accepted it at 12:21.
They accepted it at 12:21?
Uh-huh. That's what I last see on here. That
so
was
I didn't
accepted
call
it.
At 12:21.
Okay.
He said he got the call from you at 9:45.
All right, so we have it here. From what I'm seeing here, everything is on our list. We have here at 12:21 from Northport Beach.
I didn't even know my car. I didn't even know my car was stalled until 4 o'clock. Well, 3 o'clock. But
okay.
You didn't get somebody out to me until 4. I got to my car at 2:30 this afternoon. At 2:30 is when I found out that it wouldn't start.
Okay, so I'm
at
not
3 o'clock,
okay.
I called you. So that was the first time today. Then this time, when I got back to my car at 8:10 p.m. Pacific time, I don't know where you're at 8:10,
uh-huh.
I called and I was told someone was being dispatched. By 8:30, I still didn't get a confirmation that was telling me a time estimate. So then I called back and I asked Mercury. I haven't even gotten a time estimate. And then it was at that point, oh, gosh, no time estimate. Oh, we better send you a text telling you we're still working on it. So while I'm on the phone with the girl to cover her bottom, she sends me a text saying she's working on it. Then another half hour passes. I still haven't talked to any, gotten any confirmation that anybody's coming or that anybody's been called. And then at 9:21, I was told Newport Beach citywide will be there in 60 minutes. That was at 9:21. At 10:25, I called because it's been a 60 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then he calls me back and said, I didn't get a call to come see you until 9:45. So, no, I'm not going to make it there. It's going to be another 45 minutes. And it's been that 45 minutes has passed. So I've been waiting since 8:10 p.m. And I still can't reach the tow truck driver. I don't even know where he is right now.
Okay. So
somebody has to reach the tow truck driver.
Okay. So,
I'm
ma'am,
in a parking lot by myself. It's 11:20 p.m.
Right. And I definitely understand. And I definitely understand your frustrations. I'm going to go ahead and call them.
But
because
somebody's got to reach this tow truck driver.
I'm going to call them, and only thing with us, we're just a dispatch. So whatever they tell us, we tell you, the customers. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I'm going to call this company and see what's going on, where they're coming, or, you know, how long they're going to be, since it shows that they did accept it. So just hold on. They may have something, you know, that was prior before you, and they may be running into a little
they
time.
They did.
I don't,
That's
I
why
do.
He told me after I waited. No, no. That's what he told me when I already waited an hour and he wasn't here. He said, I have one person before you. I cannot get there until 9:45, or I cannot get there for another 45 minutes.
Right.
I've already been waiting since 8:10.
Right.
What do you
and
mean you can't get here for another 45 minutes? I'm by myself in a parking lot. I have to get my car to the shop. They need my key by 10:30 p.m. He
right.
wasn't going to be able to get here until 11:15. So now I'm well past. Now I'm almost 11:30, and he's still not here, and he hasn't called me to tell me where he's at.
Okay, so basically I'm getting ready to call them to see. They didn't say that they canceled it because I'm not showing that, because they can cancel anytime they want, and then what we have to do is start back all over again. So I hope that this is not the case. So let me place you on a brief hold, and then
yes,
I'll go
please.
From there.
He told
okay.
me he. I spoke with.
Okay.
I spoke with Martinez.
Okay.
Martinez. At 10:30, he said he would be here in 45 minutes.
Okay. So just hold on, and let me go ahead and call him, okay? Hold on a second. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience.